Well, you're listening to the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. It is, the 25th day of November, 2013. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Pete Manhart is on the phone line. He's with Bates Commodities, stepping in for Kurt Kimmel, who's out of the office today. Thanks, Pete, for taking the time with us.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure.
And well, as we head into Thanksgiving, this is one of those times of year when things have a tendency to change over the holiday season. And the question is, will that be the case, and are we changing from what, a downward direction, a sideways direction? What direction, if we do change, will we change into?
That's the unknown. Today it was up, led by beans, especially late. Beans were down 10 early, closed up 8 to 9, and old crop, new crop was still down 5 or 6. And corn unchanged, up 4.5, closed up 2. Wheat basically was down maybe a quarter to up 3 or 4. So are we really changing? Or this is a time of year we sometimes do before Thanksgiving and into the Christmas time, and then we get South America pushing it down when all that news comes in. So which way is it going to go? I wish I knew. I'd tell everybody where to get.
Well, let's talk a little bit about things that are in the fundamental supply. The export markets showed what this morning?
They were less than expected on beans, and we had beans down 10 as well. They were as expected in corn and wheat within the ranges. But for the year, we've exported a lot more than previous last year stuff, and we've actually got sales that are really great for both beans and corn on the books. The question is, what will happen to all those sales when South America starts shipping in February, March?
Yeah, that would be for soybeans. For corn, do you think that China will be in the marketplace in any type of real and fundamental way that would grab the market's attention for corn?
Well, they've been buying some, and they've bought more than in the past, so it's expected they're going to buy some more, but it's more the meal and the beans holding things up. And then wheat, our wheat is holding corn up also.
Why is that the case?
I think we're tighter supplied here than the rest of the world, and our quality is good compared to other places, and our exports are also good.
Let's talk about ethanol for just a little bit. The RFS mandates may change. Comment period is open. I think it may be a foregone conclusion that they will change to what USDA has proposed, depending on what the comment period looks like. But the question really is this. Even if the proposal goes into place, do you suppose that the economics of ethanol production at this point, and as you look forward, are good enough to maintain or increase the amount of ethanol or grind of corn for ethanol into the 2014 season? So that would be to say that the export market would pick up extra ethanol on the way out.
I think that we are going to maintain what we have, and if we can be the cheaper place for it, we'll export more. So that mandate, yeah, psychologically it's different, but that mandate was made 10 years ago. The amount kept going up the stair steps, and all this is doing is recognizing that with less fuel being used because of more efficient cars, we don't need as much ethanol, and they're lowering it down the mandate to what we actually can blend at 10%. Doesn't mean we will not make more, because if we're making money doing it, they're going to continue to grind it and ship it, export it.
Have you looked at the livestock market recently, and what do you see that's of interest?
Oh, I don't know what to think about the livestock market. Hogs back and forth, but mostly lower. Cattle have bounced up and then taken profit two or three times. I think the tightness of supply and the cattle are going to keep those up there. And then the hogs, depending on how quickly people start keeping some back, that might hold them up, because the hog price is very good at $56 to $67. The $67 now, the $56 to $58 maybe if we push more out there.
You think expansion will come, in the rate of 1% to 2%, 2% to 3%, and how quickly might that happen in the next, 5, 10 months?
I think it's 1% to 2%, and I think it's most of it's going to take after 10 months. Some of it started for now, but I think the majority will be after the 10 months.
Thank you so much.
Have a great one.
You too. Pete Manhart is with Bates Commodities. He's out of Normal, Illinois.